Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to Secure by Design. I'm Pax, and today we're tackling something that's keeping a lot of SESOs up at night. How do you actually assess and govern AI risk in a way that makes sense to your board? Because let's be honest, most organizations are still trying to jam AI into their existing ISO controls, and that's about as effective as using a bicycle helmet on a motorcycle. Section: The board-level AI risk problem. Why traditional frameworks fall short. Let's start with an uncomfortable truth. Your existing risk frameworks weren't designed for AI. The GRC tools you've relied on for a decade treat risk as static, quantifiable, and bounded. AI systems are none of these things. They drift, they hallucinate, they learn behaviors you never intended, and they do it at scale. The SEC's 2024 guidance on AI disclosure requirements made this painfully clear. Public companies must now report material AI risks, including model failures, data poisoning incidents, and adversarial attacks. Yet most SESOs I talk to are still trying to shoehorn AI risk into their existing ISO 27001 or NIST CSF controls. It's like trying to assess autonomous vehicle risk using a bicycle safety checklist. Here's the business reality. Gartner estimates that by 2027, AI-related security incidents will cause over $50 billion in damages globally. The organizations getting ahead aren't treating AI as a subcategory of IT risk. They're building dedicated AI risk assessment capabilities that map directly to business outcomes. Traditional risk assessment assumes you understand what a system will do. AI breaks this assumption fundamentally. A language model trained on customer service data might suddenly generate legally problematic advice. A fraud detection model might develop bias against protected classes without any visible code change. These aren't bugs. They're emergent properties of systems that learn. The regulatory landscape is tightening fast. The EU AI Act classifies AI systems by risk tier, with high-risk applications requiring conformity assessments, human oversight, and detailed documentation. GDPR's Article 22 already restricts automated decision-making affecting individuals. SOX implications emerge whenever AI touches financial reporting or internal controls. Diagrams shown in the article. Your board doesn't want to hear about model architectures or training pipelines. They want to know, what's our exposure? What's the probability of a material incident? What's the cost of mitigation versus acceptance? Building that translation layer between technical AI risk and business impact is the CISO's new mandate. Here's my take on this. Traditional risk frameworks assume systems behave predictably. AI doesn't. If you're still using your ISO 27001 controls as your primary AI governance tool, you're flying blind. Section: NIST AI RMF, your foundation for enterprise AI governance. The NIST AI Risk Management Framework, released in January 2023 and updated throughout 2025, provides the most comprehensive foundation for enterprise AI governance. Unlike prescriptive compliance checklists, the AI RMF is principles-based, which means you'll need to operationalize it for your specific context. The framework organizes around four core functions: govern, map, measure, and manage. Let me translate these into SESO speak. Govern: establish accountability structures, policies, and culture. This is where you define who owns AI risk, how decisions get escalated, and what your organization's risk appetite actually is. Map: context is everything. Understand where AI systems operate, what data they consume, who they affect, and what could go wrong. This maps directly to your asset inventory and data classification efforts. Measure: quantify risks using metrics that matter. Model performance drift, fairness metrics, robustness testing results, and incident frequency all feed into this function. Manage: implement controls, monitor continuously, and respond to incidents. This is where your existing security operations capabilities get extended for AI-specific threats. The AI RMF introduces the concept of trustworthy AI characteristics: validity, reliability, safety, security, accountability, transparency, explainability, privacy, and fairness. Each characteristic maps to specific risk categories and control objectives. Diagram shown in the article, for budget conversations, frame NIST AIRMF adoption as regulatory future-proofing. The framework aligns with emerging requirements from the EU AI Act, state-level AI regulations, and sector-specific guidance from financial regulators. Implementing it now positions you ahead of mandatory compliance timelines. Start with a gap assessment against the AIRMF playbook's suggested actions. Prioritize based on your organization's AI deployment maturity and regulatory exposure. A financial services firm with algorithmic trading systems has different priorities than a healthcare organization deploying diagnostic AI. Here's my take on this. NIST AIRMF gives you the structure, but you have to build the muscle. Start with the govern function. Without clear accountability, the other three functions are just expensive theater. Section, MITRE ATLAS and OHWASP LLM Top 10, Threat-Informed Risk Assessment. Frameworks tell you what to assess. Threat intelligence tells you what adversaries actually do. MITRE ATLAS, Adversarial Threat Landscape for AI Systems, catalogs real-world attack techniques against AI systems. Organized in the familiar ATT and CK matrix format your security teams already understand. ATLAS documents techniques like ML model access, reconnaissance of model APIs, data poisoning, corrupting training data, model evasion, crafting inputs that fool models, and model inversion, extracting training data from model outputs. Each technique links to documented case studies. This isn't theoretical research, it's battlefield intelligence. For LLM deployments specifically, the OHWASP LLM Top 10 provides a prioritized risk list. LLM 01. Prompt injection. Attackers manipulate model behavior through crafted inputs. This is your SQL injection equivalent for the AI era. LLM 02. Insecure output handling. Model outputs executed without validation, enabling XSS, SSRF, or code execution. LLM 03. Training data poisoning. Corrupted training data creates predictable, exploitable model behaviors. LLM 06. Sensitive information disclosure. Models leak PII, credentials, or proprietary data from their training sets. Map these threats to your specific AI deployments. A customer-facing chatbot has different threat exposure than an internal document summarization tool. Build threat models for each AI system, identifying attack surfaces, potential adversary motivations, and downstream impact. Here's a practical risk scoring approach that translates technical threats to business impact. Code example shown in the article. This formula gives you a quantified risk score you can track over time and compare across AI systems. More importantly, it gives your board a number they can work with when making resource allocation decisions. Integrate ATLAS technique monitoring into your existing SIEM and threat hunting programs. Many attacks against AI systems leave forensic traces in API logs, model inference patterns, and data pipeline telemetry. Your SOC needs updated playbooks for these scenarios. Here's my take on this. MITRE ATLAS is ATT and CK for AI. If your threat hunters aren't studying it, they're missing an entire class of attacks that are happening right now in the wild. Section, building the AI risk register. Quantification that boards understand. Abstract risk categories don't survive board scrutiny. You need a quantified AI risk register that translates technical vulnerabilities into financial exposure. This requires methodology discipline and cross-functional collaboration. Start by cataloging every AI system in your environment. Yes, every one, including the shadow AI deployments your business unit spun up without telling you. A 2025 survey found that 67% of enterprises have AI systems operating outside IT governance. Your risk register is incomplete if it only covers sanctioned deployments. For each system, document, business function, what decision or process does this AI support? Data classification, what's the sensitivity of training data and inference inputs? User population, internal only, customer-facing, or third-party integrated? Regulatory touchpoints, does this system affect decisions covered by GDPR, FCRA, ECOA, or sector-specific rules? Failure modes. What happens when this system produces wrong, biased, or adversarially manipulated outputs? Diagram shown in the article. Use FAIR, Factor Analysis of Information Risk, methodology to translate technical risks into financial terms. For an AI system handling loan decisions, a bias-related regulatory action might carry a $50 million penalty based on recent CFPB enforcement actions. Multiply by your assessed probability of occurrence to get annualized loss expectancy. Your risk register should enable three conversations. What risks exceed our appetite and require immediate treatment? What risks fall within tolerance but need monitoring? What risks should we accept because mitigation costs exceed potential losses? Update the register quarterly at minimum, and after any significant AI deployment, model update, or threat landscape change. AI risks are dynamic. Your assessment cadence must match. Here's my take on this. If you can't put a dollar figure on the risk, you can't get budget to address it. FAIR methodology turns AI risk from a technical concern into a financial conversation your CFO can engage with. Section: Operationalizing AI security, controls, monitoring, and incident response. Frameworks and registers are governance artifacts. Security happens in operations. Here's how to translate AI risk assessment into daily security practice. Pre-deployment controls. Implement security gates in your ML pipeline. Before any model reaches production, require adversarial robustness testing using tools like IBM ART, Microsoft Counterfeit, or NVIDIA NeMo Guardrails bias and fairness assessment using FairLearn, AI Fairness 360, or similar data provenance verification. Document training data sources and validate against data classification policies model card completion documenting intended use. Limitations and known failure modes runtime monitoring. Extend your observability stack to cover AI-specific. Telemetry, input distribution monitoring to detect data drift or adversarial probing output anomaly detection for unusual response patterns inference latency tracking as a potential indicator of denial of service attacks, prompt logging and analysis for LLM deployments. With appropriate privacy controls, incident response, your IR playbooks need AI-specific scenarios. When a model produces harmful outputs at scale, who has authority to take it offline? What's the communication plan for AI-related customer impact? How do you forensically analyze model behavior versus traditional system logs? Code example shown in the article. Staff your AI security function appropriately. You need people who understand both security and ML. They're rare, so consider upskilling existing security engineers or embedding security requirements into your data science hiring. The worst outcome is AI security being owned by neither team. Budget for continuous red teaming of AI systems. Annual penetration tests aren't sufficient for systems that change behavior as they learn. Consider managed AI red team services or build internal capability for ongoing adversarial testing. Here's my take on this. Pre-deployment gates catch the obvious problems. Runtime monitoring catches the ones that only emerge at scale. You need both, or you're just hoping adversaries don't find what your testing missed. Section: The ROI conversation, making the business case for AI security investment. Security leaders often struggle to justify AI security budgets because the threat seems theoretical. Let me give you the ammunition for that conversation. Regulatory penalty avoidance. The EU AI Act penalties reach 35 million euros or 7% of global revenue for violations involving high-risk AI systems. GDPR automated decision-making violations have already generated fines exceeding 400 million euros collectively. These aren't hypothetical, they're precedent. Incident cost benchmarks. A 2025 Pullman study found that AI-related security incidents cost an average of $4.8 million to remediate, 40% higher than traditional data breaches due to model retraining, bias remediation, and regulatory response requirements. Competitive advantage. Organizations with mature AI governance close enterprise deals faster. When your prospect's procurement team asks about AI security controls, a documented framework and risk register becomes a sales accelerator, not just a cost center. Frame your budget request around risk reduction ROI. Code example shown in the article, build your investment proposal in phases. Start with governance foundation, risk register, policies, accountability, at lower cost. Add technical controls, testing tools, monitoring, red teaming, as AI deployment scales. This shows fiscal discipline while establishing the program's value. Present quarterly metrics that demonstrate program effectiveness. Risk scores trending down, control coverage increasing, mean time to detect AI security anomalies improving. Boards respond to trends, not point-in-time snapshots. Finally, remember that AI security investment is also talent retention. Your best security engineers want to work on cutting-edge problems. A mature AI security program attracts and keeps the people who will protect your organization through the next decade of AI transformation. Here's my take on this. Security ROI is always about risk reduction math. When you can show the board that a $1.5 million program reduces a $12 million exposure by 60%, the conversation shifts from, can we afford this, to can we afford not to? Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Traditional GRC frameworks fail for AI because they assume static, predictable system behavior, build dedicated AI risk assessment capabilities. Takeaway 2. NIST AIRMF's 4 functions, govern, map, measure, manage, provide the structural foundation, but operationalization requires organization-specific implementation. Takeaway 3. MITRE ATLAS and OHWASP LLM Top 10 translate theoretical AI risks into documented, real-world attack techniques your security teams can hunt for. Takeaway 4. Quantify AI risks using FAIR methodology to enable board-level financial conversations about exposure, treatment, and acceptance. Takeaway 5. AI security ROI is calculable. Frame investment requests around annualized loss expectancy reduction versus program cost. Look, AI governance isn't optional anymore. The regulations are coming, the threats are real, and your board is going to start asking harder questions. The good news? You now have a roadmap. Start with NIST AIRMF for structure. Use Atlas for threat intelligence. Build that quantified risk register and make the ROI case in language finance understands. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the Sprawl.